No matter how much you try to chase it, you're not finding it in the places you think it will be. Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 signs you're emotionally mature. Hello, ALUXers. It's that special time of the week where we go on a journey together with the single purpose of making ourselves better. This week, we're looking at emotional maturity, a trait many of us aspire to build within ourselves. We take pride when we display signs of maturity in general, but it's more often than not that people deal with emotions differently than with anything else. You might be mature when it comes to your job, but fail when it comes to romantic relationships, or you may find it difficult to build and maintain friendships. This usually happens as a result of a deficit in your social skills and emotional maturity. In this video, we aim to provide you with a list of behaviors that help keep yourself in check and also determine where you might need to work on yourself. With that said, here are 15 signs you're emotionally mature. Number 1. You choose your words carefully before you respond. In both business and life, the outcome of conversations can be completely shifted by just taking a few moments to think things through before coming back with a reply. More often than not, people don't care about what the other person is saying. Instead, they're just waiting for the opportunity to hear themselves talk. They're not really listening, and it shows in the superficial conversations they tend to have. At the other end of the spectrum, you have people who are too emotionally involved in the conversation and respond too quickly without allowing the information to be distilled. These are people who take everything said to them too literally, never really taking the time to figure out what the other person was trying to communicate. A good rule of thumb is taking a breath before replying to anyone who's getting on your toes, not because you're trying to stop yourself from offending them, although that might be the case too, but instead you should always figure out what your best options are to getting the outcome you actually desire. The opposite of emotional maturity in this case is seen in people who would rather burn bridges because in the heat of the moment, they act out of impulse instead of reason. At the end of the day, we're all human, just trying to get along so we can all move on with our lives. Number 2. You understand how you feel and can read that into other people. Emotional maturity comes as a result of truly knowing yourself. Very few people take the time to acknowledge the emotions they're experiencing throughout their lives without having a clear understanding of what they're actually feeling. This leaves them in a state of constant confusion, of feeling lost in a sea of emotion that's too vague for them to identify and navigate. Previous schools of thought believed there were only 6 emotions: happiness, sadness, fear, anger, surprise, and disgust. But a recent study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has determined there are actually 27 of them. With every emotion having different triggers in life. For years, most people have found it difficult to diagnose the exact emotion they're experiencing. The ability to clearly understand what you're feeling and communicate it to others is a sign of emotional maturity. The more you're able to understand what in your life is driving particular emotions, the more you're able to not only identify it in others, but also relate to them and understand why they are behaving in one way or another. An easy exercise would be to take a moment every time you feel kind of weird about something that's happening and self-diagnose. What exactly are you feeling and what has caused you to feel like this? In a fairly short amount of time, you'll have a portfolio of actions correlated to particular feelings, making you a more complex individual and definitely more understanding of others. Number 3. You appreciate the little things in life. With time and knowledge, you end up understanding more of the world than you previously had, thus changing the way we set our goals and expectations. Instead of trying to find happiness at the end of the rainbow, we take pleasure in watching the rain fall. The illusion of a promised land where everything will be perfect gets replaced by embracing reality as it is, making the most out of it. Life is made up of moments. You experiencing this video right now is one of those moments. The thoughts and conversations happening in your mind right now as you're consuming this piece of content is also a moment of your life. Appreciate and be grateful for all of these tiny moments, for they are the ones that make up the large majority of what it means to be alive. A while back, we made a great video called 15 Little Things You Should Appreciate in Life, which we definitely recommend you watch after this one. You can do so by clicking in the top right corner. Number 4. You know when to quit and when to keep pushing. The ability to simulate outcomes and predict the future is what allows us to decide correctly whether or not we should keep pursuing a particular project, or maybe it's time to follow Ross's couch advice and pivot. This comes from our understanding of who we are, what the limits of our abilities are, and assess correctly our chances of success. This is one of those things where you definitely get better with time. Emotional maturity is what allows you to be strategic in your life. Maybe lose one fight because you know the priority is winning the entire war. Always pay attention to people who want to win absolutely everything, even the smallest things, and in the process, they're compromising their long-term success. Don't be that guy. Number 5. Your mind is no longer a dark or chaotic place. Taking charge of what's happening inside your head allows you to not only shut out the voices keeping you down, but to put those demons to work in your favor. We're living incredibly busy lives, and our minds are constantly racing. Ideas, opinions, dreams, negative thoughts, all blended into the noise that our lives have become. In a world overtaken by static noise, the person able to not only quiet their mind, but to make it an enjoyable place to hang out in, is the one who comes out ahead. Why? Because everything we do, everything we achieve, begins with a decision inside the bone walls between your ears. Everything you know about the world, basically the person you are, is stored here. The moment you begin to think about your mind as the place where you actually live, it becomes obvious that mental health should become your priority. Any success you'll have from this point on in life depends on your ability to clean up and focus your mind toward manifesting these ideas into the real world. This is why we chose Mind Mastery as our first premium experience. This isn't the law of attraction. You don't just wish for it. You dive deep into the understanding of how your mind works and how you can focus in on coming up with creative answers that add value to your life. 4 out of 5 successful people use a specific type of daily meditation to get ahead in life. And now, so can you. Go to alux.com/mindmastery and make sure you're on the waiting list. At the end of the month, we're reopening the doors for the first time since our initial release. Hundreds of people have taken up our 21-day challenge to learn this skill and are now better off because of it. Go to alux.com/mindmastery right now. Number 6. You take feedback constructively instead of personally. People always have an opinion on what you do, what you should be doing, and how you should be doing it. Not everybody is a fan of yours, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily a hater. We all deal with frustrations in different ways. Most people act the way they act because they manifest some internal struggles into the world and their relationships with other people. This is why many children who are bullied at home will bully others in their lives. Even in the meanest of comments, and we should know since we get a fair share of them here on YouTube, there is a bit of truth, which if ignored is a missed opportunity for growth. As you mature yourself emotionally, one steps away from taking everything as a personal attack. Not everyone who's criticizing you is a hater. Sometimes there are a lot of valid arguments to be made. Having emotional maturity allows you to discern between valuable feedback and assholes. Number 7. You understand that other people can't read your mind. This is a big one, and it feeds directly into your leadership skills. Although you might see life or a situation in a particular way, not everybody will share your thought process or insight, thus making it incredibly valuable to be able to verbalize and effectively communicate the desired outcome. This applies to everywhere in your life, from emotional relationships to the business environment. Most couples fail because they're unable to communicate what they're feeling. This internal frustration builds up because they're they're not willing to put it out into the open and work on what needs fixing. The same thing can be seen with bosses who require things done in a particular way, because it might seem obvious to them that this is the right call. We've been guilty of this in the past, where valuable time and resources were wasted because of a lack of clear communication. As a rule of thumb, for everything you do in life that involves successfully working with someone else, you can't be mad at someone if you haven't communicated to them exactly what they're doing wrong. Stop expecting others to miraculously make the right calls and adjustments to their behavior to match your uncommunicated expectations. Number 8. You admit when you're wrong and take responsibility. This is the first sign that someone has reached the first level of emotional maturity. For some reason, admitting you're wrong has such a bad rap because of ego. The more you evolve, the more you understand that this isn't the case. Admitting when you're wrong is incredibly powerful because it allows you to adjust course based on new information you didn't have or didn't understand before. This is a game changer for anyone who's serious about becoming a better version of themselves. Some people keep digging themselves deeper and deeper through lies and tantrums, sacrificing the really important things in the process. We've seen this both personally and professionally. Some people would rather be right, even when it comes at the expense of the relationship with their significant other. The same goes in the workplace. Believe it or not, mistakes are part of your education process in the workplace. Your boss isn't expecting you to be perfect. They're expecting you to learn from these events. There's a great story about the CEO of IBM in the 60s, Tom Watson Jr., that goes like this. A young executive had made some bad decisions that cost the company several million dollars. He was summoned to Watson's office, fully expecting to be fired. As he entered the office, the young executive said, "I suppose after that set of mistakes, you'll want to fire me, and I completely understand." To which Watson replied, "Not at all, young man. We've just spent a couple million dollars educating you. Now we need you to put this education to work." Take this type of mindset and apply it to yourself. Number 9. When you're okay with being vulnerable. Many of us avoid being vulnerable. It's been built within us throughout evolution and through education. You should not show yourself as weak. Do not make dangerous choices, for there might be a lion hiding in the bushes. Being vulnerable used to mean putting yourself in danger of physical and emotional damage. Luckily for us, the physical danger is no longer existent, because we've decimated almost all the lions and there are barely any bushes left. So what do we do about the emotional side of things? You see, growth doesn't just happen. You don't build muscles without tension. You need to expose that muscle, to take it to the edge of its ability, repeatedly for long periods of time, slowly but surely increasing its tension. That's how you build muscle and get those biceps you've been drooling over. Emotional maturity comes from exposing yourself to the dangers of emotional damage and being okay with whatever happens. In the process, you're only making yourself stronger. If you think about it, Brené Brown said it best. Vulnerability isn't about winning or losing. It's the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Number 10. You expose yourself to opposite points of view in order to grow. This has been one of our personal secrets when it comes to building who we are and how we relate to the world around us. Since we're young, we get indoctrinated and educated with particular points of view from what we should think and believe about the world, slowly crushing our ability to think critically. This has been incredibly successful when we had to build the civilization we have today, but it seems like we've hit a certain wall. If you look around, it might seem like people are more divided than ever, and this has been a side effect of echo chambers that have slowly developed around your communities. This is why you have red states and blue states in the U.S. who both completely disagree with the other side, despite both being right and wrong at the same time. Social media doesn't help at all. Facebook algorithms indirectly have been coded to show you the content you agree with the most. You click on the things that you like and ignore those that you don't. In time, you're building around you a network of people with the same views and values as yourself. And in the process, you're losing something incredibly valuable: the ability to understand, relate, and take value out of the opposite point of view. If you really want to get a deeper understanding on how to communicate with the people you don't know or are of opposite points of view, one of our all-time favorite authors, Malcolm Gladwell, has a brand new book called Talking to Strangers: What We Should Know About the People We Don't Know. If you haven't read anything by Gladwell yet, we definitely recommend you pick up any of his books. They're all phenomenally good. In fact, go to alux.com/freebook right now, and if it's your first time, you can get the audiobook version for Talking to Strangers for free as a gift from us and our friends at Audible. Enjoy your free knowledge. Number 11. Your decisions are driven by experience and not other people's opinions. Emotional maturity begins when you're making your own decisions and not allowing others to make them for you. This moment is when you take back control over your life. In order to get to this point, one needs to accumulate enough knowledge through personal experience. This gives you the slight ability to predict outcomes based on previous events. If you put your hand on the stove and it hurt, you're not going to allow other people to persuade you to put it back on, no matter how emotional they get about it. Everybody loves to have their say. You know why? Because they're not involved in the outcome. It really doesn't affect them in any way if you believe one way or another, while for you, it changes everything. Other people's opinions are not paying your bills. Let them have theirs while you're busy doing what's right for you and your family. Number 12. You forgive your parents. There was probably a time in your life when you looked at your parents and wondered why they didn't do more. Emotional maturity is when you understand that your parents did the very best they could within the context they grew up in, with the tools and knowledge available to them at that point. If you weren't lucky enough to have decent parents, you might even have a negative relationship with them because of the way they treated you in the past. There's power in the ability to leave that in the past and make peace with the present. Think of yourself. At some point, you'll probably have children if you don't already. How do you feel about them? Wouldn't you do anything in your ability to make sure they get to have a better life than you did? Almost every parent you know has the same philosophy on life that you have. Only the circumstances and the know-how is different. Forgive your parents and remind them that, good or bad, you appreciate having them in your life because they either gave you love or they gave you strength. Number 13. You are aware of your limitations and biases. As humans, we have a limited amount of storage. Skills, knowledge, physical abilities, they're all limited. A sign of emotional maturity is understanding where these limits are within yourself. There's nothing we respect more than when having a conversation with someone about a topic they don't seem to fully grasp, to which they reply, "I don't know this. I cannot provide you with an educated answer to your question." This is how we, ourselves, reply almost always when dealing with things that are beyond our reach of expertise. Yes, you can make an educated guess or provide a potential opinion, but make sure to state where this stance is coming from. The evolution of this lies in your ability to deliver answers, but acknowledge they are based on a particular school of thought, and that there might also be valid answers when looking at the problem from a different point of view. Number 14. You know when, who, and how to ask for help. Asking for help should never be seen as a sign of weakness. It takes so much strength to go over your ego and look for a solution that will help you in the long run. This strength is built up over time and is a culmination of everything we've discussed up to this point. There are times when you need to face your battles alone. Although relying on others to fight your battles for you might bring immediate positive results, it actually hurts your ability to perform consistently. A very important distinction to be made. In the cases where you need help, you'll have to rely on the people you've gathered around you. If you're smart, you've established a network of individuals with a varied skill set, or at least you can contact them to provide you with guidance. Lastly, it's the way you ask that makes all the difference. Some people are just happy to help, while others might require trading favors. In the words of Thanos, everything should be balanced out there in the universe, so make sure you don't forget to return the favor when the time comes. Number 15. You understand that happiness is a choice, not a destination. Some people are chasing happiness like it's one of those ice cream trucks that just passed you by and doesn't seem like it's stopping anytime soon. When we say that happiness is a choice, many people raise their eyebrows in disbelief. But the more you grow, the more you understand that this is actually the case. No matter how much you try to chase it, you're not finding it in the places you think it will be. You can decide to be happy right now if you wanted to, just through the virtue of consuming this piece of content right now. You already have everything some people only dream of having. The choice to be happy comes from being grateful for what you already have. When this feeling of gratitude rushes through your body, the entire outlook on life changes. Your goals become more attainable because you've already won the race of happiness. You're just running for fun now. This is a crucial distinction between those who are emotionally mature and those who still have some ways to go. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.